presenting.
Rolling.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, family, good morning. I hope all is well. Hey, Tom, Columbus, I'm going to be speaking tonight to the South Central Ohio Minority Supply Development Council. So, Mayor Coleman, looking forward to seeing you guys in Columbus. And so, looking forward to be a great affair. Tom, Mother's Day, you would think a Mother's Day parade really should be a festive affair. Unfortunately, in New Orleans, 19 people were shot. And what's the latest on that? We turn to the mayor of that city, Mitch Landrieu, who joins us this morning. Mayor Landrieu, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. So what is the status? I was reading a couple of stories yesterday. Have a police identified who actually allegedly was involved in this shooting?
Yeah, for your listeners, it was just really a tough day. We have an event here called a Second Line, which is really kind of like a moving block party where we have bands and groups that have been with us for a very long time. It's a huge, wonderful part of New Orleans' authentic culture. You know, the Mardi Gras Indians and the Second Lines are folks that have been around for a long time teaching our kids great stuff. But they were wandering through, you know, one of our historic neighborhoods in the 7th Ward, and a couple of young guys decided that, you know, there was somebody in that crowd that they wanted to shoot. So they laid in wait, and, you know, as the parade passed, they walked up right in the middle of the entire crowd. They had about 300 or 400 people, and they just opened fire. And 19 people, actually 20 people got hurt. One person got hurt when they fell down, but 19 people got hit in some form or fashion, either directly by a bullet or, you know, a piece of shrapnel from it. And 3 people are in the hospital and are critically injured. And it just really is a... It was a very unfortunate circumstance, you know, for that particular neighborhood, for the folks that were hurt. We have video. The police did a great job. They've been working around the clock. They've identified a young man who's the shooter. They have him on picture. The video shows him doing it. His name's Akeem Scott.
Is he the lone shooter?
No. We're not sure about that. We don't. The evidence isn't completely in yet. We have reason to believe that there were some other folks or that there was some return fire. To the 1 or 2 people that were the intended victims. But listen, this is happening all over the country, Roland, right? I mean, you see this from time to time where, you know, these young guys are, you know, taking their beefs right out in the middle of the street. Innocent people are getting hurt. Same thing happened on Martin Luther King Day. Right. Almost at the moment that President Obama was being sworn in for the second time during the Martin Luther King Day parade in New Orleans. And, of course, I have some fellow mass from around the country who have been talking about this issue, you know, for a long time. So it's been a tough couple of days for us. I'm really proud of, you know, the people in New Orleans for the way they've responded to it, though.
Mayor, have you ever spoken to any of these gang members? Do they tell you why they do things like this?
Well, let me say this.
What's the reason? Can we get to the reason and then maybe try to get a solution?
Well, it just seems so nonsensical. You know, I keep saying it's unnatural. It's not something that's existed in this country for a long time, but let me just throw a number on y'all that's going to make your head spin. Since 1980 in America, more people have been killed on the streets of America than American casualties that were taken in all of the wars in the 20th century.
Wow.
So I'm going to let that hang out there for a second. That's World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Iraq, and Afghanistan, 611,000 people. And there's an epidemic of violence. Young African-American men are being slaughtered in neighborhoods across America, and unfortunately, the perpetrators, the young African-American men that know them.
And the root of the problem.
And well, the root's complicated and deep that I'm not sure that anybody in the country understands, but we can't ever get to the answer until we start looking at it, because everybody wants to deny what is, right? And this is a very sensitive subject, and it's hard, and it's tough, it's painful. Yesterday we had a community call-in when the entire community came back into this neighborhood, and basically the community leaders say, you got tough issues with families, you got tough issues with babies having babies, you got tough issues with these young men not having the kind of love or the personal responsibility that they need, dysfunction in the educational system, not enough jobs. There are a whole plethora of potential reasons why it's happening. But at the end of the day, right now, the first and the most important thing we can do is tell everybody, you got to stop shooting. We can work out all the other stuff, but right now you got to stop shooting because you have innocent victims. Little boys and girls are getting shot.
But a 10-year-old got shot.
2 of them.
Well, wait, let me give you this. About 5 months ago, little Brianna Allen was on her porch with her little cousin for her birthday party, and 2 guys came by. They saw somebody on the porch that they wanted. They pulled out an AK-47, sprayed the party. They killed Brianna, blew her guts out, right? And then another bullet went down the street and hit Tawana Pierce in the head, who is a mother of three children. She had just turned the corner getting ready to drive to drop off a rental car. And so you have stuff like that that plays itself out every day in the city.
Mayor, what bugs me is that because no one was killed in the shooting on Sunday, in terms of national media attention, it got mentioned, it got talked about, then moved on. And that's always what bothered me. When you talked about Newtown, there never was a connection for me, as far as I was concerned, between Newtown, Chicago violence, staying your ground in Florida, what's happening in New Orleans. And that, right, to me, I think, is a failure when we talk about gun control and gun violence. We don't link all of this stuff.
Well, I want to be very careful about what I say at the moment, because what happened in Newtown was a tragedy that should never repeat itself ever. It was as serious an event that the country has experienced, just like September 11th, and just like Columbine. Those are all very serious and awful things. And so this is not a but, this is an and. And at the same time, one of the things that's occurring on the streets that's silent and quiet and not so visible, this was visible because it was during the middle of the day, it was Mother's Day, 19 people got shot. But if it wouldn't have happened like in that moment, and it just would have happened a couple of hours later on a dark street, the message to me would have been, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry to inform you that shots rang out last night. The police arrived on the scene. It was dark. There's a young African-American man face down with his bullet holes in the back of his head. There are no witnesses. Now, that relentless drumbeat of death plays itself out every day. 40 people every day get shot on the streets of America. It goes unnoticed. It goes untalked about because this is too painful a thing for people to talk about, or they don't know, we don't know the answer, or we don't care, or it's a combination of all the three. And what I'm saying, and man, Nada in Philadelphia and Mary Emanuel, I say, man, we got to focus on this issue. So Hadiya Pendleton got hit because of this. She gets played out all over the country every day, and we got to get right to the issue and talk to it. And this is what really speaking truth to power really means.
So have you made that call? Has that call gone out to the mayors to have a concentrated effort to stop this?
We've been talking about this for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so listen, Rahm Emanuel, Mike Nutter, I have been talking about this for 2 years, but people are focused on other things. Mm. And hopefully now we'll stay focused on this and not get off of it. We're going to talk about it at Essence this year, and it's going to be a big focus of what we do when everybody comes to New Orleans.
Yep, I'm going to be on that panel at Essence discussing that whole issue. Mayor Mitch Landrieu, New Orleans, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
And we hope
the individual who committed this crime is definitely caught. 19 people shot in the Mother's Day Parade, New Orleans.
All right, Mayor.
See you later.
Good luck.